Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Friend Vest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, the show for people who like real butter, real sugar, and really good food, and who get really angry when they want to make a grilled cheese sandwich and only have three kinds of cheese. I'm your host, Claire Katz, and with me is my co-host and partner in culinary crime, Marcus.
Hi, everybody!
Remember to like us on Facebook and always check out our website, foodfightradio.com, where you can read past reviews and clarification segments and contact us so you can tell me what you think of the show and all that other good stuff you can show to your friends because describing how obnoxious I am takes an extensive vocabulary that most of you simply do not possess. Now we have a very special show today, former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger on the phone, and we'll be chatting with him about his favorite snacks for the big game. We'll be patching him through in a sec. Also this hour we'll be talking about chocolate and how to grill fruit, all today on Food Fight Radio. We have it? Welcome former Governor Schwarzenegger to the program.
Thank you. It is such a pleasure to be here. Wow, I listen to your show like every week.
I'm glad you love the show, and may I call you Arnie?
You can call me anything. Did you have to call me late for dinner?
And it's so good of you to join us for the game day pre-show. So I'd like to talk about your favorite snacks for the big game. What kind of a spread do you put out for friends and family?
Well, I like to put my toothpicks in some real Austria and schnitzel. You know, of course, a nice heavy draft beer, and if I'm taking a day off from the protein shakes and push-ups, I'm really going to go crazy, right? So I add a deep dish Chicago pizza with extra schnitzel, of course, because you know I am from Austria, where we take our meat very seriously. They don't even have a pizza organization. In Austria, if there's a little cute animal, it's going in a deep dish and frying it, no question.
You're talking, of course, about People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. You signed off on the ban for foie gras in California. How did that ever happen?
Oh, I love foie gras. I love to eat the cute little animal duckies. It's Mira. She said it's wrong and mean to the ducks and blah, blah, blah. And those pizza guys give me such a headache. And normally, I would have told them to take a hike, a short walk up a little pier. But you try living with a woman whose angry face can turn into stone.
Well, how do you feel about Food Fight Radio starting a whole movement to bring the foie back to California and basically undo what you did?
That's a you than me. You know, I can take those skinny little pizza marches, but Maria just scares me. You know, it's a full-time job to try and keep that woman happy.
Well, you're not acting so much these days. Did you see the remake of Total Recall with Colin Farrell playing your part?
I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I thought Colin Farrell was that funny guy from SNL.
That's Will Farrell. Colin Farrell was in Miami Vice.
Well, he's, okay, Don Johnson, but he's no me. Check this out. Get to the chopper!
Wasn't that a line from Predator?
Oh, right. I'm getting a bit old. Too bad that Kate Mitchell is looking terrific. If she had been in the first Total Recall, I would have had to reconsider the whole thing with the maid.
So, meat, good draft beer, and Chicago-style pizza with more meat. Sounds like a great plan for the big game. Any other tips?
Yeah, never have your wife and the girlfriend at the same party. It will not end well.
Well, thanks for joining us today, and we hope to have you on again sometime soon.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. I'm very bored and lonely.
And that's just sad. Until next time, Governator. Wow, he's gone, but you can still smell the steroids.
This corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Eat in, take out, or delivery. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. Knockout Pizza Miramesa.com. Limited delivery area.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. Hope everyone enjoyed that segment with former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was a lot of fun, and I hope he calls back soon. You can meet me in person. I'll be signing strips of bacon at the Franchise Expo in Del Mar from 1:30 today until the end of the show. I've been there all weekend. Come by and tell me how I'm wrong about stuff. I'll be in the booth with our friends and sponsors, Dine In Tonight. There are lots of great concepts there at the show who will answer all your questions. If you've ever had the dream of telling your boss to shove it and starting up your own business, we hope to see you there. Did you know that chocolate, Marcus, did you know that chocolate is really good for you and that you should eat it every day?
I like that plan. I will eat it every day. I love chocolate.
Don't you want to know why?
Yeah, sure. I could use some argument points. That'd be great.
I'm going to eat it every day if you tell me to. Chocolate can actually really keep you healthy. And if you are a chocoholic, it turns out that that might actually save your life, so there's no reason to stop eating it. A recent study found that those consuming the highest levels of chocolate, well, you know, probably weren't all that healthy in some other ways, had a 37% reduction in cardiovascular disease. So, I mean, you might die of something, but you're not going to die of cardiovascular disease. And a 29% reduction in stroke compared to those with lower chocolate intakes.
Well, chocolate, like, de-stresses, and it's delicious. So you're just sitting there enjoying chocolate.
Yeah.
Of course, your heart wouldn't work too hard. You're just having a good time.
Well, I mean, you're sitting there, so you're not going to be like it's the joggers that really tend to drop, you know, because there's a theory, actually, that your heart only has so many beats to it, like a few billion beats or something. But once it runs out of beats, it stops, like a real engine only can handle so many cycles before the engine just dies. I don't know how, widespread a theory that is, but that's a theory.
I've heard that theory, yeah.
So if you're running every day, your heart rate is faster every day.
I'm going to start living like a sloth. I'm just going to take it slow.
Really slow. So slow that fungus grows on you. And then you'll live forever. No one will like you or want to be near you, but you'll be alive for a long, long time.
A long, long time.
So if you jog all the time and your heart's beating faster, it's beating more times, right? So you're going to get to your last beat quicker. That's the thing.
Huh.
You know, so, I mean, people exercise, but in moderation. Don't go crazy or, you just start dropping off like fries, flies. Dark chocolate is full of antioxidants that promote heart health and might prevent other, related cardiovascular conditions. And here are some more awesome benefits. Chocolate helps your brain work better. Flavanols, the compounds in chocolate with antioxidant-like properties, are thought to improve circulation. you know, with a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the guys, including blood flow to the brain, of course, where it belongs. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? A 2009 study asked participants to count backwards in groups of three from a number between 800 and 999. See? I don't understand what I just said. Yeah. I think I need to eat more chocolate. After drinking hot cocoa filled with flavanols, the participants were able to do calculations more quickly and more accurately and were less likely to feel tired or mentally drained. Yeah. So like, yes, chocolate's going to make me smarter.
I'm really happy I made the wifey a cup of hot chocolate before I left this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. She's really thinking very, very clearly as she's listening to you. And now she's really going to ream you when you get home. You made a mistake here. You screwed this up. That you may just tired of you. A little bit of chocolate will make you feel more full, like physically more full, more satiated. Danish researchers gave 16 participants 100 grams. How much is that? 100 grams of either dark or milk chocolate. And 2 hours later, offered them pizza. Those who consumed the dark chocolate ate 15% fewer calories than those who had milk chocolate, and they were less interested in fatty, salty, or sugary foods. So dark chocolate here, folks, is dark the thing that's going to keep you satisfied, not milk chocolate.
Not sugar milk chocolate, yeah.
Sugar milk. Is there really any cocoa in milk chocolate?
Nah, just like, enough to color it brown. That's it.
I'm not even sure that's chocolate coloring it brown. It's probably something, you know, artificial made out of bugs. Yeah. Of course, the 100 grams of chocolate probably has more than the 15% of the calorie intake that people have saved. So it's not really a savings, but it's a good excuse. Am I right?
Yeah, that's what? That's about 4 or 5 ounces, so close to a cup of...
That's a lot.
4 or 5 ounces, yeah.
Of course you're going to be more full.
Yeah.
That's a lot. If you ate 100 grams of raspberries, you're going to be more full. But once your sweet tooth has been satisfied with dark chocolate, you're less likely to eat worse foods later, was the thing, because the people, they not only ate less, but they also craved less fatty, salty, sugary foods later. Hmm. So that's something that could impact your entire day.
So there should be a book about the chocolate diet out there.
I think there probably must be. There must be. If there isn't, we're going to write it.
Right now.
Yeah, just start typing. Chocolate makes you feel good,
yes.
As you know.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of knows that, but not a lot of people really know why. Chocolate triggers the release of endorphins in your brain. This reaction is very similar to the one that people experience when they fall in love or really like someone or you're feeling kind of lustful or, in my case, go meat shopping. I get that same kind of high. Researchers have found that when chocolate is eaten before couples kiss, the chocolate doubled excitation rates in the brain's pleasure center during the kiss, especially in women. So, guys, chocolate will make you a better kisser. Mm. Also, cocoa's blend of sugar and caffeine produces a longer-lasting high. So she'll be gaga after your kiss for longer, too.
There you go.
So, but, guys, chocolate makes you a better kisser. Need I say more? I should have just said that first and ended the segment.
Exactly.
Yeah, they better kisser. Yeah, they start the car and they leave, and then they wouldn't listen to the rest of the show.
Chocolate all day long.
Yeah, need chocolate all day long. Chocolate will help you relax. Studies have shown that chocolate contains a compound that activates the same brain receptors as pot. It's plus it's cheaper and legal.
Yeah, and legal.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you're not going to get arrested for possession of Godiva.
You have 100 grams of chocolate on you, you're going to jail.
You're not going to jail, but they're going to confiscate it.
They're going to confiscate
it. So, I'm going to, okay, the wife's going to be real happy when I come home after my shift today. Chocolate might actually help you live longer. Just live longer. Take longer before you die. That's aside from the smooching, that's like a huge benefit. Like a full year longer can help you live like a full extra year.
Eating chocolate improves the quality and quantity of your life because you got an extra year to eat more chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Which might help more later too. Mm-hmm. Those who don't eat chocolate, you know, bummer. Mm-hmm. If you're allergic, you know, bummer, you're not going to live as long.
No, because you're part dog.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, poor dogs. They can't eat chocolate. It's keeping them alive. Researchers believe this may be due to the antioxidants. 2009 study also found that heart attack survivors who ate chocolate were less likely to die than those who went without. Hmm. So people who've already had like a heart attack, these are the survivors. So these people generally want to take better care of themselves, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're abstaining from things that they think are bad for them, which include chocolate. People think chocolate's bad. Oh, chocolate, bad. You know, lean chicken breast, good. and, you know, but they're not eating the dark chocolate, that's not going to help them. And it turns out the survivors who eat dark chocolate live longer. So, you know, take that, aspirin.
There you go.
Aspirin tastes terrible. You ever try to chew one without water? It's nasty. Of course, none of this is a license to eat truffles.
No, those are like milk chocolate. Those are sugary, buttery.
And they have things on the inside that aren't made out of chocolate. The sugary stuff, the filling, the ooey gooey. It's made mostly out of butter and sugar and and lard and fat.
Yes.
And some artificial flavoring.
That's why it's creamy and melty.
And ooey and gooey and fantastic, right?
Yes.
So the thin little coating of dark chocolate that you're getting is like what? About the amount of chocolate equal to two chocolate chips. Maybe three.
Maybe three. And even that's folded in with a little bit of butter to make it shine better.
Yeah. Yeah. To make it pretty.
Yeah.
And then the other types of stuff they put on top to make it even more pretty. Right? That's what you're getting. You're getting three chocolate chips worth of dark chocolate. That's not going to help you. But each one is like 125 to 150 calories.
Yeah.
So don't eat the truffles. You know, get dark, solid, dark chocolate bars with 70% cocoa or higher. That's the way to go. You can get anywhere. You can even get really good ones in a regular supermarket. And, you know, they don't pay attention to the labels. The organic ones. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, right?
Yeah. The seeds are inside the cocoa pod, so organic or not, it's fine.
It makes absolutely no difference.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got your organic, you got your Dagobah, you know, which, wasn't that the planet that
Yoda lived on? Yeah. Met him in a swamp down in Dagobah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I was actually remember the line from the movie.
Oh,
you know, not the
Weird Al song?
Not the Weird Al spoof song. but yeah, Dagobah. We're going to the Dagobah system,
right?
Okay, so that's... Who realized that when they're looking at these chocolate bars? This is nerd candy. This is guys, you squeeze that in there.
A little nerd for the guy, so he buys it for the girl.
Yeah, Yoda bar.
Yoda bar. That sounds delicious. I would like a Yoda bar, please.
I'm going to use the force to make this chocolate magically disappear. But all the flavors, you can get the ones with the flavors. It doesn't have to be the flavorless plain dark chocolate, because they're putting a lot of really good tasty stuff in dark chocolate to make it even more tasty. You got your sea salt.
Yes.
Also called fleur de sel, which means flower of the ocean, I think. Doesn't that
that's exactly what that means.
Yeah, flower of the ocean.
That sounds kind of gross.
Well, yeah, okay.
Okay.
See, seeing enemies eat the ocean. Ocean tastes terrible.
Yeah, seaweed.
You surf.
Disgusting.
Tastes disgusting.
Yeah.
But sea salt can be really nice on certain desserts, especially caramel. So, you know, you got your sea salt, kind of caramel flavor. The dark chocolate one with the orange is kind of like my favorite. The intense orange, I think Lindt makes that. But Lindt. Very, very good. It's still got, I think, 72% dark chocolate, 72% cocoa. So it's still good.
Still good, yeah.
You can eat that. Just get the solid bars. Doesn't matter what's in it. They have one with bacon bits in it.
Yeah.
Which is, I know how you feel about bacon.
I like bacon, but like bacon chocolate, I'm just not a fan of. It's gross.
I'm not a real fan of the chocolate covered bacon.
Yeah.
The strips. They have chocolate covered bacon strips. Food trucks, some gourmet food trucks have those. You can get those.
Burnt.
And, you know, they make them because they know some jerk's going to buy them because there it is. You know, if you chocolate cover a pickle, someone's going to probably buy it and then say, here, dude, look, I got you a treat when I was out at lunch, and then got crunch. Oh, what the, you know, and it's a way to get back at someone is what it is. It's not a culinary treat by any means, but they have ones with graham crackers, ones with tasty little cocoa nibs
or things. Dried fruit and nuts. I like those ones too.
Yeah, still good. You should eat more dried fruit.
Yeah,
you should eat more nuts.
Uh-huh.
So get the chocolate that has these things in it. You kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
And they're not expensive.
No.
So I'm, you know, all this information is going to help you live longer.
Live longer
and be
chocolate.
A better smoocher, and your wife will like you more.
Because you'll smell like chocolate.
Well, that plus she'll be eating the chocolate, plus you'll be smelling like chocolate, and you'll stay alive longer to smooch more while smelling like chocolate.
Here's a fun little fact I found out through my wife, that if the pregnant mom eats lots of chocolate, when the baby's born, the baby will smell like chocolate. That happened to her. She was the baby that smelled like chocolate because her mom ate chocolate every day that she was pregnant with her.
Could that possibly be true?
That's true.
The baby will smell like chocolate.
My wife smelled like chocolate when she came out to everybody around because the mom always, my mother-in-law
always ate
chocolate.
But she doesn't know for a fact that this is true. She's
just
going off of...
No, just all her family members that held her when she was a baby.
All her family members.
Yes.
They all got together in a little room and decided that
this is the... Well, when they all held her, they all agreed that she smelled like chocolate.
How much chocolate did her mother eat?
A lot. Some every day. I should call her and ask her.
She came out normal. Well, that's so much chocolate.
A lot of antioxidants.
She gave birth to a truffle.
Delicious truffle.
An 8-pound truffle. That is a really big truffle. So, yeah, okay, all right. Apparently, it really, really, when you eat it, it totally saturates you.
Yes.
Like you can't believe. Okay, well, that's some interesting tidbit of information. I wonder if it'll make your face smell like chocolate. I wonder how much of it you'd have to eat to really make your, you know, have you ever read the book Chocolate Fever?
No.
I read it when I was a kid. Fell in love with it, obviously, because I was a total chocolate hound mm-hmm. when I was a little kid. Grew up vegan, didn't want to, and naturally we weren't allowed to eat it. So I was, you know, I wake up in the morning, go get chocolate. That was the one thought that mm-hmm. was penetrating my idiot kid brain was that wake up in the morning, I'm going to leave my house and it doesn't matter. I'm not going to pay attention in school. I'm going to avoid my friends. I'm just going to go out on a search to get chocolate because that's what I want. They should have just let me have some
yeah.
because I don't think I remember one single thing that I learned from till like the fifth grade because all I wanted was was candy.
Yes.
And because no one in my house would give me any. And so whenever I found some, like at a friend's house, they didn't know we were vegan, obviously. Mm-hmm. My parents weren't calling around. I wasn't wearing a shirt that said, you know, don't feed the vegan. So, and by the way, folks, this is why I'm such a diehard carnivore now, is because they did this to me when I was a little kid. Was it my choice? No, I couldn't even talk yet. And they were feeding me all soybeans and vegetables and kidney beans and carob. You ever had carob? It's nasty.
I haven't had carob.
Vegetarians eat carob.
What's carob?
It is a milk-free chocolate substitute.
Oh yeah, I have made had from carob. A carob. It tastes like dog food.
It well, I don't know if it tastes quite like dog food, but it doesn't taste like chocolate.
No.
It looks like chocolate. It's a big lie. It looks like chocolate, tastes like barf really. I mean, it's just I don't like to say that on the air, but I mean, it really does taste absolutely mind-numbingly horrible. And they dress it up like chocolate. So of course you're going to be disappointed. The yeah. Easter egg made out of
carob.
You crack this thing open, you're all excited, you get your little mallet, you whack it, it's all full of these little more pieces of carob.
Ooh.
That looks like more pieces of chocolate. You got this massive chocolate feast in front of you, and then, you know, you bite it, and letdown of the century.
I guess this is before people bought dark chocolate, because why else would it not be vegan?
It's,
that's weird.
It's, you know, it's vegetarians eat it, health food nuts eat it. And you know what? That's a good word for them. They're nuts. They're
nuts.
Completely out of their brain. If you think that carob is somehow an equivalent or substitute to chocolate, you should be checked, I don't know, lobotomized, get a prescription, see your doctor. You need something, there's something wrong with you. If you think carob is tasty or at all palatable, there's something wrong. You need to be checked.
That's why I think it tastes like dog food. That's what they use to dip dog treats in, to give your dog chocolate-covered,
oh,
air
quotes.
Oh,
that's good thinking.
Chocolate-covered
right,
dog
so
treats.
You get chocolates for yourself, and then you want to get a little treat, you
yeah.
know, for Fido.
Yeah.
So you get a dog biscuit covered with what looks like chocolate. It's not. It's carob.
So he
Wait,
thinks
how do you know this?
Chocolate.
Did you eat a dog treat?
No, I went to a dog food store, and they had a weird display with those things on there. And I'm like, what's that smell? It's carob.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, right. You just don't want to admit that you
ate it. I've eaten dog treats. No, I'll admit to that. Yeah.
You've eaten dog treats?
Yeah.
Really? Are they all that bad?
They're really dry and kind of gross.
Well, so is most health food. You ever tried gluten-free bread? Blah.
Some of it's really nice.
Yeah, I sure it is. Yeah, you're just saying that. Well, coming up after this quick commercial break, it's super fruity and a lot of fun at a barbecue. No, it's not my co-host, Marcus.
Hey.
It's grilled fruits. Don't laugh. It's a very manly way to eat fruits. When you have the juicy sweetness with the earthy smokiness of the grill, it's wonderful. And I dare say, so much better than plain, simple cut-up fruit, which is boring. Keep tuned in to Food Fight Radio here on KCBQ.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy. Personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county, specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio on KCBQ. I'm your host, Claire Katz, here with my super manly co-host, Marcus. He paid me to say that. And what's more manly than a grown man grilling fresh organic peaches? I know you've got some favorites, right?
Yes. Actually, I do really love peaches. When you slice them, hit them with a little bit of oil and toss them with some herbs, and you grill them just on the open face side, just on the fresh meat part. Serving them that way, it's nice. It adds a smoky flavor. It softens up the fruit for you. And plus, you still have the peach outside, the skin. It's a beautiful looking, and it's a great way to serve them. Also, one of my favorites is seared or grilled watermelon.
Watermelon, right. I love that one.
Yeah.
My favorite is with teeny, itty-bitty, little thinly sliced jalapenos stuck to the side, and then a little sprig of cilantro, because it makes it look really, really pretty. And the spiciness of the jalapeno goes great with the sweetness of the watermelon. Plus, the grill marks make it look super cool. Little drizzle of some olive oil on there, and that's salad.
That is, yeah. You put that on a bed of lettuce if you want to, or you just have it straight up.
Yeah, that is the salad. Some important things to remember when you're grilling fruit is that, the grilling causes the sugars in the fruit to caramelize.
Yes.
That's what it was. It changes the flavor.
Yeah, that's always delicious.
Yeah, so it's not just burnt fruit. You're actually caramelizing the sugar in the fruit.
Yes.
So it does change the flavor. Always brush whatever fruits you're grilling with a little bit of olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
It will stick otherwise. And also don't leave it on there too long, because fruit doesn't take very long to grill.
No, no.
It grills very quickly. So stick close to your grill and keep an eye on it. Other than that, it's really easy to grill. You can grill pretty much any kind of fruit. Not a lot of people would think of grilling watermelon.
No. It's odd. Or not odd, but it's a new thing people are doing right now, too, is searing and grilling watermelon.
It's more fun.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Than chopping it up, putting in a bowl. And here, everyone, have some watermelon. I worked on this dessert for 8 seconds. Everyone appreciate me.
Everyone love me. When it takes maybe a minute to actually grill it and then make a grilled watermelon salad, and everybody will be wowed.
Yeah, everyone will be totally impressed. And really, all you did was grill a piece of watermelon on your barbecue that was already hot that you were already using.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, has a little leftover tasty burnt flecks of meat on it. Give the grilled watermelon to someone who's like a diehard vegan.
Why would you do that?
Because it's got little microscopic bits of meat on it. It's funny.
I don't know if I can say what I want to say, but that's just not nice.
With watermelon, cook the red part, the juicy pink part. Leave the rind on or off. You know, it gives you something to hold on to.
Yeah.
Or you can save the rind for later. Am I right? Just keep a close eye on it. Watermelon's high water content can cause hot water to spew out and burn you. So if you're not careful, it'll spit on you. It'll singe you. You're grilling watermelon. You know, have like a watermelon barbecuing injury. Explain that to your doctor.
Yeah. And if actually water's spewing out a lot, you're cooking it way too long. I mean, the water shouldn't be turning into steam and spewing out that quick. You're destroying the watermelon. You should have it off the grill before the water gets that hot.
Really, all you want to do is just get those little singe marks.
Yeah, you want the brown, dark brown singe marks. Black, it's burnt. It's not as good. But the darker brown you get, the better.
Also, if it's black and burnt, it's got carcinogens in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's bad.
Just a grill tip in general. You don't want to burn things black, anything, because that's carcinogens. But having them dark brown is perfect.
It's cooked.
Yeah, it's cooked. It's caramelized. Think of caramel, the color of caramel. That's the color you want to see.
And I like caramel.
Yeah.
Caramel's fantastic. So color of caramel, that's what you want.
Yes.
Yeah. Color.
Color of the grill itself is not what you want.
Yeah, that'll hurt you.
Yeah, that'll.
That'll build up in your arteries and knock you down. You don't want to eat it hot.
No.
Let it cool off a little bit. Peaches. Peaches, plums, even apricots, they all work great together or alone. They're a little bit more delicate, so you want to leave the skins on. And, you know, you could peel them afterwards. They'll peel easy, or just leave the skins on. All the good stuff is in the skin.
Yeah, all the yummy stuff, and the healthy stuff.
And there are a few summer desserts that are tastier than grilled peaches with ice cream. Very good. Get your Haagen-Dazs with the grilled peaches. And organic versus regular, yes, this is where you want to get an organic fruit because it has such a thin skin, such a porous skin that, yeah, it really does absorb a lot of the stuff from the environment. And do you want chemicals sucking into the inside of your fruit meat? No, you don't.
Not at all.
It would be difficult to cut enough of the peach off before getting to the part that really doesn't have that many chemicals or pesticides in it. Really, you're going to wind up with the pit.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just the pit.
Yeah,
the
pit. You can eat the pit. The pit's probably impervious to pesticides.
I've never eaten a pit. How would you even prepare that? Would you like
well,
to
I know
boil
you,
it for
you know,
a week?
I know you can eat avocado pits because I have found a recipe one time for an avocado pit smoothie. Now, I'm not going to destroy my blender on an artichoke pit, but there are places who will, like a Jamba Juice.
Or I have a Vitamix. I could probably do it without destroying my blender. Maybe I'll try that out.
You'll have to try that then, because I'm not willing to destroy my blender on an avocado pit. But you can.
It's still under warranty.
So if it breaks,
great. I can be like,
I'm not going to pay for it.
No.
Just because I give you the suggestion for the thing that eventually does destroy your blender, that doesn't mean that you can give me the receipt for that, because I'm not going to reimburse that one.
No.
I put it in. Don't tell them what you actually did.
What? I love hearing that stuff.
No, because you know what? If you say that you stuck an avocado pit in your blender and it broke, they're going to say, yeah.
They said I could blend rocks.
They said you could blend rocks.
I won't.
Is it on the warranty? Because they'll say anything over the phone to get you to buy the thing.
That's at the fair.
And then it won't be in the warranty. And it says, well, sir, if, you know, I don't recall telling you that, first of all. Our customer service representatives are, of course, instructed not to say anything like that, so I highly doubt that that ever happened. But, sir, if you look at page 17 of your warranty, paragraph 3, subset A, section B, you will see that if you put any objects in there harder than a piece of banana, that makes your warranty null and void. Yes, have a good day, sir.
I'm going to look at that now.
That'll be the conversation, and I bet I'm right. Peaches you can put with grilled pork tenderloin. They go with a lot of different meats. They actually do go with chicken or steak very, very well.
Very well.
People tend to put them more with chicken or pork, and steak not so much.
Well, chicken and pork, I believe, in my opinion, need a little help. I mean, they're good, they're flavorful, but they need something else. They're more on the bland meat. Like, steak is good by itself. You give it a little rub and you cook it. Pork always needs something when you cook it. It's okay, but it's kind of blah. It needs a little help.
It's not blah. It's dry.
Dry.
Yeah, I mean, it needs moisture.
It needs
is what it does. So, but steak. What if you take a peach and chop it up and put it in a salsa with some red onion, a little fleck of jalapeno, and then put that on top of a nice grilled carne asada steak?
Well, yeah, that sounds like a beautiful street taco. But I would love that. But
street taco. I love those things. they're too small.
That's why you get like 40 of them.
See, that's a buffet, is what that is.
Street taco buffet. Make it happen, world. Make it happen.
Deliver them here to the studio at KCBQ. If you want to get the address, call us at 888-344-1170. Food Fight Radio, only on Sundays, and KCBQ 11 to 1. We want tacos.
Please
feed
only
us.
Deliver them on Sunday.
It's a two-hour show. We get hungry in here. What we talk about food all day long. Of course we're getting hungry. I'm getting hungry just talking about peaches, and you know that's not even one of my favorite things. Now I'm anxious for a steak with peach salsa and chocolate. Street tacos. That's all I want. Chocolate, peach salsa, street tacos is disgusting. Apples. When it comes to grilling fruit, people think exotic fruits, pineapple. No one ever thinks of apples.
No.
No, when's the last time you thought of grilling an apple? Probably never.
Right now when you just said grilled apples.
But you know what? Hot apples in pies taste really good.
Yeah.
We know that.
We know that.
Everyone likes them heated, and they taste good cooked. We know that because in a pie, they're cooked. So grill them. You know, they're tastier on the grill than they are in real life. The heat softens and sweetens the fruit from the outside. And you can leave the skin on there because personally, I like how it looks all shriveled up and leathery when it's all grilled. If you have just a brown cooked piece of apple, it, you know, blah, what does it look like? You know, it could be anything. But when it's got the skin on it, you know what it is.
And I'm just thinking, too, I love apples with like a sharp cheddar. And so if they're grilled and you put the cheddar on, it'll get a little melty on top. That sounds pretty good.
Remember we were talking about American apple pie, where it's a slice of apple pie that has a slice of cheddar cheese melted on the top? We were talking about how disgusting that is.
That's because the apple pie itself has its own consistency inside, and you add cheese to that, it just gets weird.
Yeah, sure. Nice save. Strawberries. Stick them on a skewer and put them on the grill, a little olive oil. The smoky flavor works really, really well with the sweet strawberry flavor. And so what you want to do is at your next barbecue party, you know, put out some strawberries and put out some skewers and have people skewer their own berries and then grill them themselves. That way, if anyone gets burnt, it's not your problem, not your fault, not your, your property. So it's your liability, I suppose. But
have everybody sign a waiver before they come into your house.
Brilliant. And then have them make their own dessert.
There we go. Everybody loves that. Everybody loves the chocolate fountains to begin with. You could grill the fruit, dip it in chocolate if you want.
Grilled fruit with chocolate. Brilliant. Making me even more hungry. coconut. When's the last time anyone ever grilled a coconut?
How would you grill a coconut?
Well,
I guess
first
you
got to open
it. And then put the flap of meat on the grill, or am I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you want. But first you have to get to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you see a coconut in the store, no one ever buys those.
No.
You know, unless they're having like a dropping a coconut on your head party. But you look at a coconut, how the heck am I supposed to get in there? You know, you figure that it's got three little marks on it, so that's where you put the nail, and then you get a hammer, and then you whack three little holes on this thing, so you get, you know, some air going in so that the liquid will come out. And then you get your thing, you get your juice, you drink that. Mm-hmm. There's like an ounce of it, tops, making you really appreciate those containers of coconut water. And then you whack the heck out of it with a hammer and then roast it. But if you're going to grill it, once you've cracked open your coconut you're going to put the white side down, and then you're going to grill it just until the white coconut flesh turns a golden brown. When it's ready, you just kind of carefully scrape it away from the shell with a knife.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's going to have a little bit of brown on one side, but that's okay. And then you dip it in chocolate.
Lovely.
Take a perfectly healthy piece of coconut, dip it in gobs of chocolate. Make it dark chocolate.
Cocoa.
Yeah, make it dark chocolate.
Why
come on,
not?
It's healthy. It's not bad for you, and you know people can look at you sideways
and
all they
kiss
want.
Somebody.
And then just say, look, you know what? I made a resolution to take better care of myself this year, and that's why I'm eating this.
Yep, coconut. Dip it in chocolate.
Coconut oil. People think it's fattening because it's oil. It's not.
I think they think it's bad because it's solid at room temperature, but still, it's not that bad for you. That's the main concern.
Well, yeah, but. There's a lot of things that are solid at room temperature that aren't bad for you.
That's true.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Well, you know. Fat. They're worried about the fat being solid at room temperature. They're worried it gets clogged in your arteries.
So what you should do is you should heat it up, melt it, and then fry donuts in it.
There you go.
Huh?
Ah.
That could be good.
That sounds delicious.
You know,
now I'm hungry.
Yeah. It's just because it's solid at room temperature, people, does not mean that it is bad for you. It is very, very good for you. Virgin coconut oil, once you get it to melt, is fantastic on broccoli.
Mm.
You drizzle it on sautéed broccoli. You get a little bit of brown from your sauté pan on your sautéed broccoli. Get that in there. You put coconut oil in there. And it's fantastic flavor with the broccoli.
And broccoli needs to be eaten with some fats so you can absorb all the nutrients out of the broccoli. Some of them are fat soluble.
Some things are just better together.
Yep.
So skip the creme brulee. Just get some fruits. Keep your ridiculous resolution that you made to take better care of yourself.
And all of you still holding to your resolutions, congratulations.
Yeah. and to the rest of you, you're lying. thank you for all of the wonderful grilled fruit input. Thanks for chiming in on that, Susan.
This is Marcus.
Are you sure?
Did you forget to take your Midol today?
You know, the radio does not do justice to the sound of a person getting stabbed with the business end of a bright yellow highlighter. Next up after the break, the best, most super, most awesome, incredible food combos. Since we're talking about coconut with broccoli, fantastic food combo, we're going to talk about some more of that. Stuff you cannot live without. Seriously, these will blow your mind. Next on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ, stay tuned in, or I'll get you.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to Food Fight Radio. I'm your host, Claire Katz. You know, Marcus and I have been discussing this over the commercial break, and Marcus and I go together like raisinettes and tuna.
Ew.
Yeah, gross.
Nah.
Disgusting. I had a dream about that once. But here are some things that really do get along. We were talking about coconut oil and broccoli, some other stuff that goes together that tastes great together that you should actually eat together because it's better for you. The best food combinations ever. Now, nutritionists are starting to realize that you and I like our oatmeal and OJ in the morning because we evolved to like it that way because eating the two together is healthier than eating each of them alone. And researchers believe it might explain why Italians drizzle olive oil all over tomatoes and why the Japanese pair raw fish with soybeans and why humans live longer, healthier lives on old-fashioned, old-day traditional diets, not modern processed food diets. But when you follow old traditional diets, you do tend to live longer. It's because these food combinations were evolved in such a way to help you get more out of them. And we just sort of naturally evolved these combinations. I don't think that these were overly thought out. I don't think that anyone had any real idea that they were putting together things that really belonged together. Because this is back in the day when people were like, what? Vitamins? What are those? Oatmeal and orange juice. If you drink orange juice, which is rich in vitamin C, while eating a bowl of oatmeal, real oatmeal, not the instant flavored, maple flavored, brown sugar, chocolate, gummy bear filled oatmeal, real instant. It can be instant. It can be fast cooking, but it should be real oatmeal.
Yeah, we still cut oats, so we take like half hour cooking oatmeal at home.
Well, you don't have to go overboard, because if you do, and that's not what you're used to, you'll never eat it. And then, you know, you should get some benefit. If you're used to the instant flavored oatmeal, just go with the instant normal non-flavored oatmeal. That's enough of a step in the right direction. When you try to make too extreme of a change, you won't follow through. You know, it's too much of a change. Your body doesn't like it. Your brain, your routine doesn't like it. You won't do it. So if you're used to the instant super sweet stuff, go to the instant non-sweet stuff and then just use other means of sweetening it. You know, berries, things like that. When you eat those two things together, the oatmeal, it cleans your arteries, protects against heart attacks with two times as much efficiency as if you were to ingest either at breakfast all by itself.
Nice. Now, is that orange juice or orange in general?
Orange juice. Orange juice. You could probably get the same effect by eating a bunch of oranges, but I mean, the oatmeal's got fiber. The oranges have fiber. I think that might be in the morning. That might be a little bit too much fiber. You know, you have things to do. you have a job. You know, you got to be in the car. You got to be commuting for half an hour. So you probably just want to stick with the juice. Go with the no pulp kind. I hate the pulp.
I love the pulp.
It's annoying. It sticks in your teeth.
It makes me think that it was actually made from oranges recently, which is false, but it tricks me.
Well, it was not really made out of oranges recently. Where did they get all that pulp?
They hold it for up to a year before they put it in the containers. And this is the regular non from concentrated orange juice.
Ew.
Yeah. They extract the
pulp
oil.
Is not from the same oranges than the ones that were juiced
it's
to make the juice.
It's dehydrated pulp, and all the flavors are removed so they can hold the juice for a year and put it back in so they can call it not from concentrate fresh orange juice.
And you drink that on purpose?
No, I eat oranges. That's why I asked about oranges.
Okay, so you like the pulp in an orange?
Yes, I like having the orange juice with the pulp in it.
Okay, so you don't go out and buy the orange juice that says high pulp?
No.
You know, because they have no pulp, they have some pulp, and then they have lots of pulp. I mean, it's actually labeled that way.
Yes.
You know, nothing but pulp.
Nothing but pulp.
Is going to be the next one. It won't have any orange juice in it, but it'll have some nice five-year-old stored frozen with liquid nitrogen pulp. That's nasty.
It is.
That's really gross. No one, everyone out there, don't buy the stuff that has pulp in it because that's not the pulp from the same oranges that were juiced for the juice. Those are from different oranges. Oranges that were juiced and squeezed 5 years ago.
You ever open an orange and it's like really dry and just like woody or pulpy? They use those oranges.
Oh, okay. So they find the oranges that are no good for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just turn them into the pulp that a few years from now is going to be added artificially and after the fact from juice made from oranges that weren't ridiculous and a waste of time.
Yep.
Okay, those oranges should commit Harry Carey. They're not living through there. So other than oatmeal and orange juice, tomatoes and avocados. Very, very good together. The tomatoes have lycopene, which, I don't know if you know, reduces cancer risk, cardiovascular disease. Fats make carotenoids absorb better.
Is that a spider?
No, but it should be because it sounds ridiculous. Carotenoid is an antioxidant that you find in carrots. Mm. Carotenoid.
Carotenoid. Oh, carotenoid. Okay.
Carotenoid.
Carotenoid.
Yeah. It's an antioxidant.
You're hitting me with a carrot, so I am carotenoid.
That'd be a good superhero name. So the lycopene in tomato products mixes with the fats in the avocados. And so it makes it an uber powerful combination. So it works way, way better for extra reducing cancer risk and extra reducing cardiovascular disease because the lycopene is absorbed better with the presence of the fat. And what better way to get your fat than from a vegetable, right? Broccoli and coconut oil, we already talked about that. And hopefully you were listening. And if you missed that one, tough. Blueberries and grapes, eat those together. Studies have shown that if you combine different dark fruits, the antioxidant effect is way more powerful, way more potent than eating just a bunch of blueberries by themselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you have like a cup of blueberries or a cup of blueberries and grapes, better antioxidant effect.
Nice.
So mix your dark fruits. I know they're expensive, but do it anyway. Apples and chocolate, probably my favorite. Mm. Right. Okay. The darker the apple, the better they are for you. Get the organic ones or peel them.
Yeah.
Because you take off the skin, you're reducing most of what people don't like about pesticides and stuff getting sprayed on you. Take the skin off, guys. Organic fruits do tend to taste a little bit better, but then again, so do locally grown ones because they're grown in season.
Locally grown, yeah.
Anything grown in season. Way more tastier. Yeah, it doesn't have to be organic, but it should be in season. It'll be more delicious. It'll be more nutritious. Anything forced to grow out of season, not going to have as much natural nutrition as the in-season stuff. Apples are high in anti-inflammatory flavonoids in their skin, so if you do buy organic, do eat the skins. And the chocolate, of course, it's got the flavanols in it. And the antioxidants, which reduces risks for cancer and all other kinds of stuff, makes you live longer, makes you better kiss, or makes you like your wife like you more. Get some apples, get some chocolate, get your chocolate fountain.
Mm-hmm. Grill your apples.
Grill your apples. Yeah. Come on, guys. I mean, we have to spell it out for you here. You know, eat more fruit.
Eat more fruit, yeah.
Even if you cover it in chocolate, it's still better for you than not eating fruit, right? Soy sauce and sushi. Soy sauce and sushi. So very, very good. They also work better. The fats and the vitamin D levels in the fish and everything. Moving on. Now, what we're going to be coming after this quick commercial break, we're going to be talking about restaurant reviews, and we're also going to be talking about the truth about organic foods. You'll be shocked next on Food Fight Radio.